South Florida's Alternative 104.3 The Shark. I'm Erin, and this is the latest episode of Open Swim with Squid and RJ from Exit 27. How's it going, guys?
We're good. We're good. How are you doing?
Doing great. Thanks so much for taking some time out this afternoon for me. So I want to start, like I do every week, by asking you how you guys met and became a band.
This band started back actually when I was a sophomore in high school, and our lead guitarist, Steven Levine, was a junior. We were actually brought together by a friend of ours who wanted to start a band because he was learning how to play the guitar. And I said, well, why don't you guys come over? We'll have a rehearsal at my place. Because at the time, they needed a drummer. I was playing drums. And that's how I actually met Steven, and we clicked from the get-go. And spending some time with that band, we realized it wasn't really what we wanted to do. So we decided to join forces together and kind of just work very sporadically, like months at a time. Like, we would see each other like maybe like 2-3 months at a time, not even like once or twice. And we'd work for about 6 or 7 hours, but we'd come up with like so many ideas until eventually we found our other guitarist, who ended up leaving Leo. And we went through a bunch of different like lineup changes until we came up with the lineup change that I have now. I found our new drummer, RJ, because I realized I wanted to focus more on my singing rather than, you know, singing and playing. So I was lucky enough to find RJ when we started college at MDC, and he invited his friend over, Edward, to join the band afterwards, and we've been rocking ever since.
That's really cool. So, you know, it's neat when you find like that perfect lineup and everybody fits so nice together and you really just vibe and create cool stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. It really took a lot of time to really find all the right pieces of the puzzle. Like, we went through a lot of different bass players. It really was finding the right bass player that was the hardest thing for us at the stage of growing and trying to really form the group. And then afterwards, once we found, you know, the drummer and stuff, it became a lot easier, and we were able to make much better stuff. And
cool. So if someone has never heard you, this is their very first time hearing of you, how would you describe your sound?
I'll let RJ go ahead and take care of that one. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't know. It's difficult because, you know, throughout the different periods of us writing songs, I think they've all kind of sounded different. Like, a lot of the earlier songs that we wrote together were, I think, a little bit harder. Pink, for example, which is one of our singles that's out there. It's kind of like a mix between, like, pop and funk and rock. So that's, I think, the main way I describe our sound is, like, it's like a pop rock kind of act.
Yeah, definitely. We're more, I definitely agree with you. We're kind of like an alternative rock group. We try to incorporate a lot of the influences that we listen to, a lot of funk, you know, and we really try and bring that Miami flavor into our music, you know, to really represent where we're from.
You know, Squid, you have such a lovely voice. It makes the music so nice to listen to. I just wanted to share that with you, that I really appreciate what you guys are
doing.
Thank
you very much.
Yeah, you're so welcome. What are you guys currently working on?
So currently, we've released a couple singles, and we're currently working on trying to get an album together very soon in the summer, and on getting back in the studio and getting some gigs lined up. I know we have recently got us booked for the Dive Bar on June 19th up in Fort Lauderdale. We saw our good friends Brovy up there recently, and yeah.
Where can our listeners hear your music?
So you can check us out on anywhere they can download and stream music, really. Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, Deezer, some videos of us on YouTube. You can also check up and follow us on Instagram at @exit_27. We're on Facebook at exit, and then the numbers 27. Same thing for Twitter, @exit_27. And yeah, also working on trying to get us some t-shirts very soon. Hopefully they'll be out for our next gig. So stay tuned on the social media. I'll probably be posting some draft images of that.
That's super exciting. It sounds like you guys are super busy and have a lot of cool stuff coming up. So I'm glad I got a chance to catch you while you had a minute.
Yep. Yeah. Thank you.
It's our pleasure. Mm-hmm.
You're welcome. Thanks, guys, so much. We'll talk again soon.
All right.
Take care.
Take care.
Bye.